Stephen Edwin King is an American author of horror, supernatural fiction, suspense, crime, science fiction, and fantasy novels. His books have sold more than 350 million copies, and many have been adapted into films, television series, miniseries, and comic books. Check the link in the description below to get his top books in audiobook format for free.
Joining me now, Stephen King. One thing I've always wanted to know, do you scare yourself when you're writing these books?
Once in a while. Not very often. A lot of times what you feel surfacing on your face is the sort of grin that I'm wearing right now, because you know it's tight and ripe and that it's working. And for instance, I'm on tour to promote this movie Maximum Overdrive, and when we did dailies and something came off that might be really grotesque, and in some cases turned out to be much too grotesque to actually be in the film, you'd hear people laughing hilariously and they would applaud and stuff like that. Because your first emotion in both humor and horror is this sort of childish delight. That's a very low emotion, but
delight and
once
relief,
in a while,
one might add, that it's over.
There was a bathtub scene in The Shining where I scared myself, and in Pet Sematary, for long periods of time, I just felt very, very wired and very uncomfortable with what I was writing about.
You once described people's love of horror as that feeling of being afraid to put their fingers in the toaster, or somehow a secret fascination with the person who got ground up in an industrial blender, that type of thing, and the penchant to stop and look at accidents. But in your own personal life, are there things that you are actually afraid of? Because you certainly make people afraid of their dogs, their cars, their trucks, their cats.
Well, I'm afraid of trucks and cars. I mean, Maximum Overdrive is about trucks. Christine was about a car that drives by itself. Because as a child, they seemed so large and I seemed so small, and I had the same imagination then that I do now, except that for a kid, everything is harder to control. That's why they fall down and have scabby knees all the time. And I would imagine them starting up, even if they were stopped, and kind of scuttle behind them because they look so big and blind and bulldozers. The treads look so cruel, and I would imagine what would happen to my little fingers if they started to move while my fingers, not that I would have ever gotten my fingers near them. But even today, if I put an English muffin in the toaster and it only comes about halfway up, I pick up a fork and I start toward that toaster, and I can hear that toaster saying, "Go ahead, punk. Make my day."
But when you, I'm just imagining this. I just imagine being in your mind all the time. I mean, you must never stop, and that's why you
must
write.
What an awful squirming can of worms.
That's right.
No, it's really not like that at all.
Well, you're probably healthier than most people,
except
because
for the
you give vent to so much, except for the
blackouts. Yeah, you know, that's
and the full moon, those times, bad.
That's the best part of it, is that somebody who's got problems and fears and phobias, they go to a psychiatrist and it costs them maybe $150 an hour, and they don't even get a full hour, they get 50 minutes. I do what people pay me. It's great.
Well, you've made a ton of money too. I mean, not to say that you
gross
probably aren't having the best
of
time of your life, but you also made about $25 million on these
It's books. Not that much yet, but I guess it could get there. Gross, huge amounts of money, yeah. I guess it's real. I get statements and I have a business manager and all that, but it's paper. You know, he says, "We're going into gold." I say, "Good, send me some." "What? I can't do that." I said, "Sure you can. Send me some gold. It's legal now." So he finally sent me a piece of gold, and it was very boring. It's just a thing.
It doesn't do anything unless it comes alive and eats
it
you.
It doesn't sing or dance.
No.
No, it's true.
But you don't have any desires to become, on a grandiose scale, to have the Stephen King Park of Horrors or anything like this. You don't want to elaborate further than the movies and the written word, do you?
No, I don't even think I want to make another movie. It's a primitive way to create. I mean, it's interesting for that reason, because you have to overcome so many odds. You know what I'd really like to have?
What?
A pair of lizard skin boots.
Live lizards?
No, they could crawl a little bit at night or something like that.
Yeah, just move over carefully to the other side of the room, right? Just keep you on the edge.
But actually, This whole image is just totally overblown. I have the heart of a small boy. I keep it in a jar on my desk.
I bet you get a lot of mileage out of that one.
I have never used that line before in my entire life.
Oh, good. Watch the telephone cable there. You know? The one thing, too, that's interesting, though, is that Frederick Forsyth, another writer, is now directing his own movie. Mm-hmm. And yet you don't see that many directors deciding they're going to write their own books. There seems to be a perception, I think, among writers that they can do it better. And yet, you could have easily hired a director that you respected as well. But you had to do it yourself, and I wondered why.
I got curious. Mm-hmm. People would write letters, and sometimes what the letters said, they really started to flood in after The Shining. They ruined your book, or they would say, it wasn't what I expected, or it wasn't any good. But what they were all saying really seemed to boil down to, where the hell were you? You weren't there. And it's like there's a spirit in writers' works, even though it's just print on the page. And sometimes the director gets that. I think that Milos Forman got it when he did One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. There's magic there, so that the heart of the writer is in two places. It's in that book and it's in that movie. And I was curious, you know, if I did it myself, what would happen? Would people say, you ruined it yourself? Or would they say, yeah, we got what we wanted?
What do you think of the outcome?
Lose all perspective mm-hmm. after a certain point.
But it was
I think they're going to come out and say, it was good. Mm-hmm. I'm not rehearsing my Academy Award speech. I think that the people who think that what I write is gross, vulgar, and that it's really terrible, go, hoo-ah! The people.
Gotcha. Ah, you did.
See how low this is to want to do that to people? Why?
Well, it's fun, obviously. And it didn't bother me, and people laugh.
But, you know, somebody should give me a straight shot to the jaw, and I think that would straighten me out. I would maybe stop it, but I can't stop it. It's like, please stop me before I do it again.
Oh, but people want you to do it again, obviously. They like it. But
do you...
No, see, second time it doesn't work so well. You got to think of something else,
yeah.
Right? It's the leg grabber. I remember you saying that, actually. I still have that fear as well. I used to say my prayers when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. And that fear that if you didn't get your feet up fast enough...
Under the bed,
the leg with the arm, yeah. Something would come out. Well, you had that same fear, and you always play on that emotion in people.
Yeah, I think that the only way to do it is to make the audience really care for the characters. And then to put them... in situations that will simply twist the reader inside out. Because if the reader wants it, he should not get his $2.95's worth. He should get at least $4.95 out of that situation. I mean, guys, if you want to sweat, I'll try to make you sweat bullets, because that's what I'm here for.
I mean,
it's like Bruce Springsteen in concert. If you're going to come to rock.
But you aren't worried about overkill, because you are. Tell me how many books you have coming out this fall.
Four. No. I have one coming out this fall, four in the next year.
Four in the next,
but
that's
the clearance sale.
You've written them.
Yeah, they're written, so why not publish them? Mm-hmm. I mean, if people don't want to pick them up and buy them, they don't have to. I'm not going to twist their arm, but they're great stories, guys. Great stories.
I don't think you actually even have to sell them. I think they sell themselves. I think they actually have, you've invested them with a spirit, and they go out and sell themselves. Thanks an awful lot for
Thank
being
you.
Here.
You scared me. That was mean.
Stephen Edwin King is an American author of horror, supernatural fiction, suspense, crime, science fiction, and fantasy novels. His books have sold more than 350 million copies, and many have been adapted into films, television series, miniseries, and comic books. Check the link in the description below to get his top books in audiobook format for free.